Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you for calling and thank you for listening to Thank you guys for listening. You know, I've been trying to get that off. I got plenty of emails on of that music, but look, my vice president, G Money, loves to put it on. Once again, thank you for listening, guys. I had to cancel yesterday, so did G Money. We had some technical issues. We had D'Angelo Walker Johnson coming on the show. Got some criticism for that because I had some other guys coming on from Texas with Keyshawn Simmons and a lot of D1 type talent coming on the show, so we couldn't get that in yesterday. But look, we're back today. I'd like to thank all you guys. Once again, Trenton White Sports brought to you by Coca-Cola. Paulus Donuts, Snyder's Puzzle of Pennsylvania. Working on a few more sponsors here. I'd like to get into football today for all you pro guys. We're not going to talk pro sports at all. As you know, my main thing is high school sports. When I say high school sports, I mean Western New York, Florida, California, Canada, doesn't matter. The reason I want to talk high school sports today is this. From where I'm living at now in Western New York, I will say things have gotten a little bit better. The one thing I don't like is the lack of attention our athletes are getting in this country, especially West New York. I would like everyone to take a step back and forget about Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi, and start thinking about the kids up north. The national perception is the kids up north are linemen. You grab a few running backs, grab a few receivers, but the talent's down south. We traveled enough to see how well we perform against those type of kids. We traveled enough to see how we perform against the rest of the country. And as far as I'm concerned, Western New York is one of the best. I think the one thing that hurts Western New York is this. For all you who are listening who don't know Western New York football, when I travel, I talk to a lot of you guys and say we're from Buffalo. And people don't even recognize the kids. But yet we finish high among all the best so-called talent in the country. Still, UB, Buff State, any college up north, here in Western New York especially, UB can't get anyone of talent. If they get a kid from Texas, it's the guy that no one else wants. Let's be honest. They're not the four-star recruit. They're not the five-star recruit. They're the one-star. We get all excited when UB hangs in with these big teams who get those guys. And you see towards the end, they always fall short. And they fall short for a good reason. Now, people have asked me before. I had a parent call me. I'm going to start helping this kid. The kid plays for Will North. He says to me, how do you do this? How do you put these kids against other kids who have, let's say, 10 games? Where I'm from, there's 10 games in the regular season, not counting the playoffs. I say it's simple. They're kids. No matter where you put them, talent is talent. It's not that we're worse coaches. It's not because of the weather. That's no excuse. It's not because of the weather. Because you choose not to look at these athletes up here. That's the problem. So what we've been doing, my company, James Mallory, Kayla Galls in Rochester, we've been taking some of our best around. And guess what? We've been turning heads. And coaches call me enough and ask for kids. This is probably the best year for me personally as far as sticking up and getting those kids out there. Stick up for a lot of kids. And I challenge the coach that tells me, well, this kid in Florida had 1,000 yards more. And I'll say, look, I know this sounds crazy, but our kids only get like 8 games in a season up here due to weather. But I want you to look at what they do when they travel and face these guys in a 7-on-7 event or put their times up against some of these guys. Now, mistake me not. There's some great talent in Florida. There's some great talent in Texas, Louisiana, Maryland. Doesn't really matter. A kid is a kid. And me alone, I try very hard to turn heads and to convince coaches that this guy's the real deal because my name's on the line. I'm going to have an interview on today, D'Angelo Walker Johnson, who I'll be honest, last year I couldn't really say this about. I couldn't sell him last year and let him know I couldn't, but he put in the work. He's having a great season this year. He's doing what I thought he would do last year, but some kids take a little bit more time. As I look at a bunch of kids in Western New York, they're starting to get it. They're starting to develop late. The problem with that is we're still in a state, in an area of Western New York, where a lot of coaches need to be convinced. They need to be convinced. But Walker Johnson and a few other kids made it a lot easier for me to sell them to these coaches who are looking for that guy, who are looking for that one kid that is not the normal guy. Diamond in the rough? No. Just another good kid that you don't choose to look at because of where he lives. Look, I say this once, I say this twice, I say it all the time. I get emails from all around the country. I'm a jerk. I get emails saying I tell it like it is. I get emails saying you're honest. No, I'm just confident in my kids who I put on this show and who I tell coaches to look at. I'm confident in everyone. I've ran in with some of the big so-called programs, the scouting programs, that I see rip people off every day. Before I get D'Angelo on, I'm going to tell you this right now. The one discouragement I have with Western New York is this. When you come to me, and I'll be honest, it's a business. I charge you two-thirds less or two-fourths less than these big-time programs who will never see you, who say the same thing in different cities, who hit the impoverished areas the most because they use that card of trying to get out the ghetto, and they lie and tell them that, you know, tell the parents your kid's a D1 athlete. They're not. And these parents scrape and work hard to get this money, and they have packages too. This is the best part. They have packages for your kids. The premium, the silver, the bronze. What the hell's that? What are you trying to say about this kid? If he gets the premium package, you're going to help him more? What if you get the bronze package? What happens? You're not going to help him? I'll never understand that. So a lot of these guys don't like me because I go. I go hard with them. I call them, and I call them out. I call them out. But we have a nice program coming here in West New York. My cousin Lee Woodall played with the 49ers, played with the Broncos, played in the NFL for almost 10 years. The Elite 100 will be coming to Buffalo, to Western New York. And I've been telling everyone about it because when it comes up here, it's going to be like something you've never seen before. And the reason it's special is because we actually have players in the league who support it. And when I told you 3 years ago I'm going to bring a very powerful scouting service here, I wasn't lying to you because it's coming. Is there Elite 100 guys in West New York? Probably not. There's probably 10, and the rest are projects, and that's fine because I'm confident with what's going on up here. Got an email last week. I just chose to ignore. We had some good shows on. Guy from New Jersey who I talked to before. Writes for Rutgers. Didn't like what I said about his players. Didn't like what I said about him propping up the New Jersey players. I took offense to it because we have players up here that I feel can do just as good, if not better. The problem is, he writes the paper for Rutgers. I pretty much told him, just because you write for Rutgers doesn't mean anything. I can grab five players from West New York right now that can shut your guys down or have the same stats and can get the same attention and can do the same thing, if not better, if they get a chance. He thinks I'm crazy, and that's fine. Everyone around the country thinks I'm nuts when I stick up for these kids, when I present these kids to the coaches, when I present these kids to scouts. I say, look, this guy's the real deal. Give him a chance. But they still don't want to do it. Let's not fool ourselves. There's not a lot of kids getting recruited to high-profile schools from Western New York. It's not because they can't. It's because coaches choose to not do it for this area. But like I said, Lee Woodall is bringing a program here in West New York that is only going to knock your socks off. It's going to be productive, and it's going to build a program from sophomores up. Buffalo will no longer, Western New York will no longer be a laughingstock, an ignored place. There'll be so many coaches trying to come up here to where we're going to back them off with a stick. And since you made us wait for so long to get it this way, guess what? These kids are going to be pretty receptive and make you wait for them. Because we're going to be some of the top recruits in the country that you can put us right up there. Right now, I'm going to bring on former NFLer Lee Woodall, talk about the program for about five to seven minutes. And I'm going to have on D'Angelo Walker-Johnson from Kenmore West High School. We're going to talk to him. Lee Woodall, what's up? Welcome to the Trent White Sports Radio Show. Glad to have you. Just talking about the program. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing all right. You know, sure you heard me talking about the area. There's so many athletes up here that just don't get a chance. And the further you go up north, you kind of have this issue. Once you leave Pennsylvania and come up to West New York and you get close to Canada, you know, as many kids as I help in Canada and West New York, it's so hard to try to get these guys to these coaches. We do a good job, but it's so hard. It's so hard because these guys don't get the chance. They only have 8 games in a season. If they're lucky, they go to the state playoffs, it may end in 12 games. And that's it. Compared to a kid from Florida, compared to a kid from Pennsylvania even, Maryland, Jersey, what have you, who have about 12, 14 games when it's all said and done. They just don't have the numbers to compete. But when I talk to these coaches and say, look, these guys are the real deal. They just are so resistant. So, Lee, what do you got to say about that? And when your program comes here, how can you change that?
Well, I think, first of all, it starts with the drive within that kid. You can't let anything hold your dream back, nor can you let anything hold you back from producing the things it should produce as an organization. When coaches have that stigma or say that, well, hey, we can't, you know, play at that caliber. You got to remember, I came from a Division II school. And when I came from a Division II, Division II wasn't being recruited heavily. All of a sudden, I made it to the pros from Division II without even going to the combine and was drafted. So I overcame the odds. And then they started looking at Division II schools and saying that we need to look at these schools more highly and we need to look at it more with more credibility. And then now you see where Division II schools are getting more looks. They're actually drafting more of those kids, which I was glad that I was one of the people that had something to do with that. And it's the same thing when you start a program. When you start a program, you have to build upon it. And what I did, I took a look at many aspects of the different aspects of what football camps are really about. Football camps are great. I love them. I love the fact that their kids go out and be able to showcase their skills. But what you find in a lot of football camps is that they're either one day or one week or 2 days. The thing that I have that doesn't work for my type of workouts and things that I do is because I know that athletes aren't created in a one-week workout, nor are they created in a one-day workout. Those are what I call showcase camps. So basically, your kid is trained, he is this way, he's ready for it, and he's coming in to show basically what he can do. And that week allows him to showcase himself, that day allows him to showcase himself, but that's all he has. After he leaves there, he then has to go train on his own and repeat the same things in which he's learned. 95 or 99% of the kids won't do it because it's not a disciplined type of program. So what we've done is we've created that program. We've created that program, put it under, you know, we do it up under a charity, which is called Jaden's Voice, which is for autism. So we do that. And what we do is that the program gives back in one way and then also helps kids create a becoming an athlete. And when I say an athlete, you can take a fast athlete, he's just fast. You can take an athlete who is strong, he's just strong. You can take a skilled athlete, he's just skilled. So when you find an athlete who combines all three aspects of being an athlete, then you know you have a winner. So what we do, we work on all three aspects. But guess what? We're not looking to have your kid be with us for 8 hours out of the day. I can take a kid 2 hours out of the day. What happens is that when that first 2 hours, he's giving his all. The third hour, he's starting to wear down. The fourth hour, he's losing concentration. The break comes in, he comes back. You got to remember, when I bring him back from being there for 8 hours, his now focus is gone. And now what happens after that is that He's not at the same caliber that he was for the 2 hours. A football game is played within 3 hours. So you have to train that type of kid. So the program that was created was for that, taking 2 hours out of the day, out of parents' days, getting the best out of the kid, working on the skills, working on the speed, working on the agility, also dealing with college recruiting, also understanding what film study is all about, putting the aspect of being what a total athlete is really being about. 6-week programs, 7-week programs, 5-week programs, different age group, dealing with different levels. People are on different levels. So we break down the level. The Elite 100 is very, very different. Something that I will say that the Buffalo will, New York will embrace, and you will see a difference because we guarantee a difference because we're working on their skills and we're working on everything and breaking it down to an intricate detail. And you got to remember, whenever you pay for something or whenever something costs you something, you want to get a return on your investment. And I always say, when you go to these camps, are you getting a return on your investment for your kid, or are you just looking for your kid just to play a sport, just to play?
Yeah. You know, Lee, and that's a great point. You know, and I, for years, I haven't understood how parents pay for these camps. I was very reluctant with my kids to pay for these camps, knowing my kid's not going to learn much from you in a day or two. There's no way. So you want a couple hundred dollars from me for a day, for what? And by being that I know football, I don't know how much different you're going to teach my kid than what I could do with him in my backyard. Your program makes a lot of sense. It's a development. You can't develop driving to, let's say you drive to Ohio State football camp. You're really driving there just to get a shirt and say you went there because you're not going to learn everything and condition your body and know how to use those tools they're teaching you in that one day. That's why I think your program is different. I think you actually ingrain it into the mind to where it's body reaction, muscle reaction. And is that mostly what you focus on, is getting in the kid's mind to where his body knows what to do even before he does it?
Yes. We always say that, and I've learned this playing in the pros, is that a kid who has to think about what he's doing and making his body move a certain way is always going to be a slower reactor. So what we do, we condition the body to have muscle memory. So muscle memory reacts without you even the brain saying, well, do this. It's so fast, the reaction that it happens, because he's developed muscle memory. It's just as a kid that is, let's say he's catching a football. When he learns to catch a football, his hands naturally go up, first of all, to protect his face. Then it goes up because he's trying to catch the football. It's just something he doesn't think about, just naturally does it. So that's what we teach the skills level in. We teach the skills level in that you have that muscle memory, that it is repetitive over and over again, that when you do those steps, you do those certain steps, you do this certain way of creating the aspect in the position that you play, that all of a sudden it's not thinking about it. And coaches rave about it because kids have come in that probably wouldn't end up being a starter, but now is a starter. The colleges wouldn't look at him, but now they're looking at him. You got to remember, if you're trying to create an athlete, it's not going to happen overnight. If anyone sells you that dream, please don't believe them. No pro athlete was created overnight. If you look at their history, where they went to school, where they trained so many hours, you put all that as in how they repeated the same steps over and over again, how their footwork was, where their hand placement was, everything breaks down to becoming a better athlete. And that's what we want the pros to professional, along with Jaden's voice, to understand, that we know it's about repeating it over and over again, even when it comes to speed, understanding that speed and agility, how does that work into a factor? How does watching film make a difference? Because many kids watch film, and coaches don't break it down to explain what they're looking at or what they should be paying attention to. So you then go to a college level, and you have no clue of what you should have been looking at. And knowing what we do, we prepare our kids in a college way. And then by preparing them for a college way, they adapt a lot easier. They come in, they say, well, is this all of our workout? Well, why are they saying that? Because they've been trained at such a high level. And we're not trying to say that everybody that comes to us is going to be a star. But I always say this. It doesn't matter if you go to Division One, Division Two, Division Three. It's all about the education. It's all about the education. And if a sport can help lighten the burden of paying for that education, no matter if it's $1,000 to $5,000 to a full scholarship to a half scholarship, no matter what it is, you got to remember that that program had a benefit for you. It did something for you. Your kid kept the motivation of playing a sport. Also, playing a sport motivates kids to keep their grades at a certain level. So that's right. Another motivation that's about behind it. But we also, what we do is that we follow. It's not just, oh, come to the camp and then bye, see you later. No, we want to know what's your academics through the year, because that makes you eligible for us the following year. If you're a junior, if you're a sophomore or a freshman, that makes you eligible for our Elite 100. And here's the unique part about Elite 100. Elite 100 is not done the same way. We are not looking for thousands of kids. That's not what Elite 100 is about. Elite 100 is about 100 kids, but it's breaking those numbers down between the positions. So therefore, you might have just 5 quarterbacks in the camp. You might have four middle linebackers, 4 outside linebackers, 4 linemen, you know, defensive ends, tackles. These are all broken down with 4 of those guys in a position. It equals 100 with specialists, with kickers, with returners. So it also includes that. But we're only doing 100 kids because we know when our numbers start to go up, when we start to have 20 people in one line, Jimmy at the back of the line is not getting the same thing that Tom got at the front of the line. Because they only ran through once, but that's not what we're about. We're about producing athletes and making sure that we are doing what the parents have paid for, and plus we give out scholarships. It's not all about that. It's all about, you know, giving the parent what they paid for. I've been a parent who sent their kids to a camp. I've also been that parent who sent my kids there, trained them, and sent them to a camp, and every coach was raving about them. Because they were pre-trained before they went to the camp. So this, we don't tell our kids that come to Elite 100, don't go to the camp. They still attend their camps. If they want to go to Rutgers camps, guess what? They go to Rutgers camps, but we go there with a profile saying, here, you hand this to one of the coaches because this is your profile. This is what you ran in a 40. This is what you do. This, so they have a snapshot of you. We do the tricks of a trade to get you looked at. So it's a lot of intricate detail. I can't go into everything, but I will be in New York to go over it. We will be having a meeting, and we will showcase what we're all about and to prove the factor that this is the new wave of the way things should be done. We're not interested in taking money. Oh, we made so much money. Great. No, that's not what it's about. It's about producing athletes and making sure that the parents are happy with the return on their investment.
And that's what it's all about, Leah. I think for too long, people have been not knowing where to send their kid. The kids go to camps. They don't get it. They think, you know, just because he went to a camp, because if it's a big-name recognition, a big-name school, they go to a camp, they're going to be better. But, you know, that's been the wrong way for so long, and I think your way is going to be tremendous up here in West New York. I know you're very successful elsewhere. And another thing is the kids who are going to these 7-on-7s will have the chance to go to our NFL 7-on-7s. Is that correct?
That is correct. We will be creating the NFL 7-on-7 because of being associated with the NFL flag football and 7-on-7 teams. You know, you get it's just a different type of experience for them. It's not the same old experience that you see, well, you went here, went here. No, this is actually competing in different,
right.
You know, where you go to Pittsburgh, where you go to New Orleans, where you go to Dallas, and then you have the big game that's on ESPN. So, yes, you'll have that opportunity to participate in that, creating, once again, those teams to really showcase their skill. Let me say this before. The the thing that I want you to understand is I did hear when you were talking about college recruiters not really, you know, saying certain things or backing off when Rutgers are saying certain things or this person saying certain things. What we will do at Elite 100, we will have what we call a college day. We will have a college day. And what a college day does is that invites college coaches out to literally see you train and see how you train. Then afterwards, what this will do, this will also show them how you do 7-on-7, how you do 1-on-1s, and how the different things are.
Well, you know, that sounds like a great program, and we're going to be having you on probably again this week with some of our big local guys around here that really are into the football. And we're going to get this going, and when you come up here, we're going to try to have a packed house for you, and hopefully this will take off. Matter of fact, I know it will take off, and the kids are looking forward to it. Lee Woodall, thanks for coming on, man. And look, just I will update on the Facebook page anything you have to say. If you have some new programs, shirts you got to sell, anything, let me know, and we'll definitely take care of that for you. And we'll wait for you to come up here and get this started.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Lee, take care.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Lee Woodall, former NFL player. And look, what he just said made so much sense. I mean, what he just said made so much sense. The new wave of training, we've been training so long and so wrong with some of these kids where you see it all over the place, and yet kids have a hard time getting to school if you're not from those states that are traditionally known to produce athletes. This program is going to help people up here in West New York tremendously, and when it does, it's going to be a good time, and this is going to be a spot for football. I know a lot of parents are pulling football out of the kids' minds when they're young. Numbers are down all across the board because of the concussion deal, and that is a real serious issue. It's a serious issue about concussions, and I see why parents are having them go to soccer, having them go here or go there, but understand this, football is not the only sport where you get concussions or head injuries. Soccer gets them. Field hockey gets them. Lacrosse gets them. Football is just the biggest sport in the country to where it's really profiled very high with the concussion issues, and you see it all the time. There's so much care taken when a guy gets a concussion at the high school level, the pro level, the college level. Concussions are a huge deal. So it's nothing to take lightly. And for all you parents who worry about your kid understands the risk, and as parents, you want to step in and try to protect your kid from himself. But every kid that plays football, I've been saying this for years, every kid that plays football, to me, has a little bit something wrong with him. Something was wrong with me. I did not mind running full speed knowing a guy's going to try to tackle me. And when he does, I may get hurt. I may break my neck. I may break my arm. I may break my leg. I may get an injury that's going to require surgery. I knew that going in, but that's why I prepared myself. I stayed in the weight room. And even with all that, it still could happen. You can't get too many kids or too many people to throw in a helmet and some pads and say, you know what, we're going to play a game for 4 quarters where we're hitting each other all day long. All of that punishment just to get a football across the line to get points. It's a special kind of breed of kid that plays football. And if they love it, why not have a program in Western New York, just like other parts of the country has, that gives them the opportunity to hopefully one day get paid for it. That's very rare. It's very hard. But at least to get a free education just because you could do that. It's not a no-brainer, parents. Unless you have $60,000 a year to pan out for two kids who want to go to college and play sports, you go right ahead and do that. But 70% of the population doesn't have it like that. And the only way they're going to get there is if you help the school make money by playing a sport. We're going to talk to an athlete right now up here in Buffalo, New York, outside of Buffalo. Kenmore West High School football team is looking pretty good right now. Got a very big game coming up against Niagara Falls. After the loss to Powerhouse Orchard Park, Kenmore West has been on a tear. 3 straight wins, finally broke the top 10. And a big reason for that resurgence of Kenmore was D'Angelo Walker Johnson from Kenmore West, quarterback, who's having a tremendous year. Last year they were 17 seconds away from beating Powerhouse Orchard Park to play in Ralph Wilson Stadium for the 6th title. D'Angelo Walker Johnson came back more focused, and the team around him is more focused, and they're on a mission. And right now he is leading Kenmore West right now, not just on the offside not just on the offensive side of the ball, also on the defensive side of the ball. D'Angelo Walker Johnson's having a decent season. His numbers are 32 for 70 for 450 yards. Mind you, this is a running team. He's 43%, but he has 42 rushes for 319 yards, 7.6 yard average. Looking pretty good right now with three interceptions on defense. We'd like to welcome D'Angelo Walker Johnson from Kenmore West High School in New York. Mr. Walker, how's it going today?
Going well. How are you?
Doing all right. You know, you happen to, you know, think about a very good game that was played last year against Orchard Park. They were knocked off in the Section 6 championship, but in that game, Orchard Park is like the New England Patriots for the Bills, where they always beat Kenmore West as their biggest nemesis. There's been a few times where I think Kenmore West could have went to the stadium and probably won two Section 6 championships by now, but you always face Orchard Park. And Orchard Park, again, the first game of the season, beat you guys 28-0, four touchdowns. They couldn't really run on you, but they got four touchdowns in the air. And they're on a roll right now, and yet Kenmore West, after that loss, has been on a tear. How do you explain the turnaround of the team after that loss to Orchard Park?
We had a film session that Monday, and we told everyone to look past it and forget about it. We knew we were going to see them again later in the season. And ever since then, we take it one week at a time, focus on getting a W at the end of the week.
Now you have a tough game coming up. Supposed to be tough, Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls has, you know, some say, not as good, you know, as a football team. You never think that. But, you know, the critics are out on Niagara Falls. They're the one team that can match Ken West with its speed. They're the one team that has the athletes to match up with Ken West. Ken West did beat Orchard Park by a touchdown, 30-26, I think, last year. And right now, Orchard Park is sitting in the South, sitting pretty, undefeated. But right now, this game, this Saturday, should dictate who wins the North title, depending on if Ken West even loses this game and finishes. Niagara Falls would get the tiebreaker they win. So this is a very big game for Kenmore West. And how are you guys preparing for that?
Yes, sir. This is a very big game for us. We knew that coming in this week. We're preparing very hard. Everyone's watching the film, coming ready to work every day at practice, going over the keys on defense, offense, lines coming ready to work, receivers focus on blocking on the outside, running the routes right, focusing on getting the ball to receivers when they're there. We know we got to get the W this week.
Last year, you were coming off of knee surgery. You were 3 weeks behind. Jameer Lynch stepped in for you. You came back. You weren't the same guy, you know, as you were now. Do you feel last year you had enough time to get ready for the season, or you just started out too late?
The 3 weeks I'm missing, but mainly training camp just pushed me back. I was always behind. Everyone was in the flow of things, and I was just starting up. We started off with Niagara Falls, and they were a very competitive team last year. I feel a lot better this season. I feel stronger. I'm more in tune with things. I understand what I'm seeing on the up from the defense more. And this is easier to see things on the field now that I'm in the flow and I'm used to it.
You know, the difference I see from this year to last year with you is now you're using your speed. You're one of the fastest guys in West New York, and you're finally using your speed. You're not looking to the sideline as much as you were. This time you're also looking downfield while you're running to get the ball downfield. Last year you missed a lot of opportunities to do that, but, you know, some of us knew that you were still not in the flow. But you got better as the season went on. But coming out this season, you really took off, and now we see you playing cornerback. How was that opportunity presented to you, and how did you adapt to playing corner, and did you feel you'd be playing defense this year?
I knew we were losing your son, Trent. I knew someone had to step in that corner, and I knew I could step in. I knew I'd be one of the best 11 players on the field if I got a chance to play defense. I'm playing pretty well right now. I worked really hard this summer about it. Me and my friends would go out there. We do our defensive drills about twice a week. We get to go to a Crosby Field and do some deep field work, get your footwork right. And O'Malley gave me some tips on playing corner, and I'm enjoying it. I like it.
You know, real quick on Trent. You know, last year, you know, you had one of the best seasons in West New York last year, and I'm amazed that you're getting everyone involved this year. You know, losing Trent was a big blow, but you found a way to have two new receivers come in and you're spreading the ball around a lot more with confidence. You have developed confidence with those guys. I'm sure at the beginning of the season you had to adjust not having that 6'4 guy on the outside, but you found a way to get other guys involved.
Yes, sir. Over the summer, like as soon as the season ended, as soon as it started getting nice, as soon as spring started, we started going out to Crosby Field or outside of West, and we started getting chemistry with the receivers. So, it's easier. I know where they're going to be. I know where to put the ball. I got confidence in them. I know they're going to go get the ball, especially Terrell. You just throw the ball up, and he's going to go get it for you. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, really quick before we talk about colleges, the defense right now for Kenmore West, to me, is the key, even though you and Ford are putting up some good numbers. I think the defense is the key. I think Kenmore West has shut down a few teams who really have offenses. Talk about that defense. That defense, to me, is probably one of the best defenses I've seen in West for a long time. The defensive line, the linebackers, the corners. What do you think about this defense, the way they're playing now, if they played Orchard Park the first game, which I felt was a tough matchup for anyone at the very first game? I felt if Ken West played Orchard Park right now, it might be a little bit different.
I agree with you 100%. Our defense is clicking right now. Our D-line is going after the quarterback, and linebackers is reading and filling. Our cover guys are everywhere, ready. They're throwing the ball, we're ready. Running the ball, we're stopping the run. I definitely think we have one of the top five, top three defenses in Western New York. And I just can't wait. I love seeing how we're looking right now.
Well, Trenton White Sports has a prediction for all the games. We do predict Ken West pulling this game out because I don't think Niagara Falls seen the defense that you're going to throw at them. Just for that reason, I don't think Niagara Falls has faced a tough, fast, hard-nosed defense that comes after you, that sticks to their assignments. Rushing the ball is going to be very tough. It's supposed to be a nice, wet day. I mean, not nice, but it's going to be really wet. It's going to be windy. It's going to be a ground game. And I think, I just think after looking at all the high school games and watching Niagara Falls has played so far, I don't see really them facing a defense like West that's going to come at them all game long. It's going to be tough to run. The question mark is for Kenmore West are the corners. Niagara Falls has a few receivers that are capable. How do you feel about matching up with those receivers, knowing that your defensive line is going to not make it comfortable for this quarterback all game?
I'm 100% comfortable. I'm not worried about it. I know me and my friend Mark Taylor, we're going to do our jobs and shut the receivers down. Our line's going to get after the quarterback. I don't think he's going to have that much time to throw the ball. And I'm expecting a W.
All right, now let's talk about the next level. You're in your senior year right now. Time's flying by. It only seemed like yesterday you were playing for Franklin Middle School in West New York, and now you're a senior in high school. The college outlook looks a lot better for you. You had the speed. You had the experience. In college, do you feel you'll be a quarterback, or are you prepared to go wherever a coach wants to put you because of your speed and your athletic ability?
I'm ready to play anywhere. Ready to play anywhere, whatever the coach asks me, whatever the team needs, I'll do. I'm willing to do that. I would love to play quarterback, but I also really enjoy playing defense as well, so I won't be upset on it with whatever side of the ball I play. I just want to contribute to the team.
Well, quarterback's not the question. It's not the question at all, but, when you look at these quarterbacks around the West New York, some may have bigger throwing numbers, but you're a threat throwing and running. The passing from you has gotten better from last year. You're paying attention now to the field. You're reading the defenses. You're moving, not just running. You're moving, but also looking downfield to complete that pass. You had a few good passes this year to where you were running down. You kept looking downfield as you were running, and when it wasn't there, then you took off. Most of your runs have been tremendous, yards of over 60 yards, 50 yards. And then when you just get to that second level, not many guys are going to catch you. And I think that's a big deal. Between this year and last year, because not only do we have, good weapons, I think last year Ken West's problem was you had two main guys to get the ball. Trent White and Terrell Ford were mostly the primary ball carriers and the guys you look for. If you would have ran last year like you're doing this year, I think Ken West probably would have won Section 6, but you weren't healthy. Now you're healthy. Now we're seeing what the real D'Angelo Walker Giants could do. I think a lot of colleges are starting to see it too. You're going to start getting attention right now, not just because of your speed, because you're looking better at quarterback. Really quick here, the classroom work's very important. There's been a few of your ex-players who found out the hard way, who had big schools, kind of back up and told them to do a year here or 2 years there. You see it all over West New York. Have you learned from seeing other guys fall in that trap?
Yeah, I hate when talented guys end up playing, like, not having to go over there, they're able to play because of their grades. I don't want to be one of those guys.
Yeah. So, as far as the classroom going, you know, you're doing fine. You put in the extra work, getting ready for the ACTs and SATs. The first thing the coach is going to look at when he comes to see you, I tell everyone this, from Western New York to Texas to California, they're going to ask about the grades. And as long as the grades are good, you're fine. And, D'Angelo, you know, I think you could do it. So, any last words to the people around the country who are hearing this interview right now? Any last words for any coaches who might be listening or scouts who might be listening who want to take a look at you? What do you have to offer them?
I'm a leader. I'm always going to be ready to work. I'm up-tempo. I'm outgoing. I'm always in a good mood. I'm always ready to work. I will put the work in without no complaints. I'm a guy that you want on your team, and hopefully I can show you that one day.
All right, well, look, you have a big game coming up this Saturday against Niagara Falls. This game's going to determine the AA North division, also set up the playoffs real nice. Really quick here, you know, there's one team that has also been, you have been a nemesis to a team called Lancaster. Do you keep track of other teams around the league while you guys are winning? Do you keep track of who you may potentially see in the playoffs? And what do you think about Lancaster right now, who's rated fifth in West New York, putting up some big numbers. Like, once again, Trenton White Sports still are critics on them, saying they haven't faced a defense like Ken West. But do you watch other teams that you might face in the playoffs while you're winning your games?
Yeah, I do. But mainly I try to focus on the team we're playing this week. But, yeah, I like watching the other team competitions. Like, when Lancaster beat Jamestown, yeah, I paid attention to it. I looked at it. I was impressed. I wasn't expecting that. Lancaster's got a good team. Looking forward to possibly seeing them in the playoffs. But I just want to put all my focus in Niagara Falls and ending out the rest of the season before you start looking at
them.
All
right, Walker Johnson, look, good luck in the game this Saturday. It's going to be not good weather, but I think you guys are going to be fine. And we'll talk to you again and keep putting up the good numbers.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you for coming on the show as well.
That was D'Angelo Walker Johnson. Kenmore West, New York, playing good football right now. He is a college athlete. I mean, this guy can go to a college right now. I think colleges should look at this kid. I think this kid is prepared. He put in the hard work and realizes that, you know, this is make or break for him. He's starting out really good. He's shown enough in just three games right now to show that he is a college athlete. Either he's a quarterback, he's a corner, receiver, wherever you want to put him, the guy's an athlete, and I think he'll be successful wherever you put him. We did have Lee Woodall on. Lee Woodall, former NFLer, who will be up here in West New York to team up with Trenton White Sports and TW Media and Scout Services to make a very good program to get these kids the looks they need and give them their experience to where when they go to these big-time camps, they are prepared. We're going to have Dick Gallagher on, West New York high school legend. He knows football. We're going to have him on sometime this week. We're going to have Stu Boyer on also. We're looking to have a former NBA player on. We're looking to have a lot of good guests on, former NFL guys or current NFL guys. We're working on a lot of good guests for you guys. We're going to get that started very soon. Hopefully by this week we'll have a big name for you and we can talk some sports with this person so you get to know him on a personal level by listening to Trenton White Sports Show. And look, been a pretty short show, kind of all over the place. Just wanted to get the football in for Ken West and just all the athletes. I'll be interviewing more guys from Texas, Florida, guys who are going to some big schools. We'll be on this show again. We will catch you guys tomorrow. We're going to be on tomorrow at 8. Hopefully we have the guests on by then, but we're going to talk some more Bills football and just talk some NBA. So we will see you guys. If you didn't hear this show yet, you know, I'm going to post it on the Facebook page, Trenton White Sports. Pass it around to your friends. Listen to the show. Walker Johnson, great interview, good kid. Come check him out at Ken West. Come watch the game, actually. I don't care how rainy it is. It's going to be a very good football game. Come check out D'Angelo Walker Johnson, and he's the real deal. So just come check him out. We'll see you guys later. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at TWMedia44. I don't like to tweet, but I know I got to start doing it, so I'm going to start tweeting all the great interviews and all the great athletes around West New York and around the country. We'll see you guys later. Have a good night. Thank you to all my guests for coming in. Take care.